Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend. Yeah.
Tell somebody, say you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Once again, body of Christ, and once again, family, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with you, as I always say, the kingdom ministry of God to your life. And that's an honor. I don't even know how to say it right now. It's an honor. The reason why it's an honor to me, because I would look at my life and I look at the standard that God has set for all our lives. And I say, Lord, if you use me. I didn't say that, this I'm thinking. I say, Lord, you would use me, little old me, to come over these airways and minister to your people about your kingdom.
Yes, it is. This is my season. Give me some of this mic. Well,
it's an honor. And it's a privilege.
Come on, sing it again.
It's an honor and it's a privilege. It's a tremendous honor and a privilege.
Yes, it is. This is my
that God would use a wretch like
everybody
me.
While
he cleaning me up in the process, as I stay on the potter's wheel. That's important. You got to be on the potter's wheel. And in spite of all my shortcomings and my weaknesses and my inabilities, you know, because the standard that he set for our lives is Jesus, who is the express image of the Father. That's the mark. That's the standard. And it's all said and done, that's how we all going to be. Look just like Jesus, who looked just like the Father. We all one. So the mark that he set for our lives, you know, and the standard that he set for our lives that we live by, he showed it in his Son, Jesus Christ. Paul said, hey, I have not yet attained, but I keep on pressing on toward the prize of that high calling that's in Christ Jesus, to be just like him. And during that process, as he molding us and shaping us, man, I was counting an honor and a privilege that he would use me, even in spite of, I can't say it, help me. In spite of my transformation, in spite of me becoming who I already am, he looked past my faults and past my mistakes and it's on my knees. And come clean me up so that I can get on course toward the destination that he has for my life. That I walk out of darkness into the marvelous light. As we continue, man, to process out of sin into righteousness. Not wandering around in it. Not wallowing around in it. But coming out of it. And you know what's the easy part about coming out of it? This way you ain't coming out of it by yourself. You got a shepherd. Glory to God. You got a shepherd that will lead you in the path of righteousness beside the still waters. Hallelujah. And boy, I count it an honor and a privilege that God will use me to come on this broadcast, on this radio station, and on this broadcast to share with you the love of God. Boy, that's an honor and that's a privilege. Let me tell you something. I told you once before, the greatest force in the universe, in all of the universe, greater than anything. I don't care what they can come up with. And nothing you can even come close to. The greatest force in the universe is the love of God. And that love. Let's say that one more time. The greatest force in the universe is the love of God. And you know something? That same love that I'm talking about, that's the greatest force in the universe, that love has been shed abroad in our hearts and our spirits by the Holy Ghost. What you mean? We got the capacity, man, to love like God loves. What's God's greatest love? What's God's greatest love for us? He looked past our faults and saw our needs. And he loved us anyway. He never stopped loving us. In spite of our faults and mistakes. Our faults and mistakes, man, brought damnation and destruction and calamity and sickness and disease and poverty. And that's still here. And if you continue to wallow in it, then you're going to be that world. Boy, he has translated us out. Watch, not out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear son. You're still in the world, but you ain't of it. You're being transformed. How are you? By the renewing of your mind. And you begin to renew your mind. You know, what's going to renew my mind and wash it? You know? Wash by the water of the word. And know what it renew your mind to? From to? It renew your mind from a sin consciousness to a righteous consciousness. And when you become righteous consciousness, then you can live right. Then you can walk on out of darkness into the marvelous light. Then you can sojourn it through this world system, baby, and come on out. And when you fall, hallelujah, you can get back up. And not only can you get back up, boy, but you can keep on pressing on toward the mark or the prize of the high calling. Now, if you want to wallow in that, man, that's a different story. If you're going to hang out in there, you know, that's a different story. If you're looking for somewhere to fall, then that's a different story. You're going to fall prey to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, and consequences of that. And let me tell you something. Majority of us, you know, you don't want to sin. You really don't. You want to go to heaven. You want to live right. You want all that you hear that we say God has in store for you, you know. And who wouldn't? The question is, man, how I get there? I hear what you're saying, you know. I hear you saying those things. I hear you saying what I have and all about the kingdom of God. And I hear you saying, you know, hey, come out of sin. I hear you saying all those things. But how? How I do that? How do I do that? Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. How do I get strong enough on the inside of me to, man, where I can look at them circumstances and situations and symptoms, man, that causes me to get off the mark, man, look them eyeball to eyeball and let them know that great is he that's in me and he that's in the world. When you realize that you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, open to the kingdom of God, dear son, then you start growing up in it. You start changing. Bible call it going from glory to glory to glory to glory. As the old man is dying day by day by day by day, and that new man, he's being renewed day by day by day. And if you understood the process, and listen, now this ain't what you're doing. This is what God doing. Boy, God taking man, the world and mankind through a divine process. You understand that, then you get on the potter's wheel and you allow man, him the man, complete the work that he has begun on the inside of us. Because he's going to do it anyway. But he ain't going to force you into it. And all those who don't willfully, you know, journey in, then you know, you're going to die in the wilderness. In no sense of me joking with you and playing around with you, because this is the kingdom ministry of God. What you mean, ought to die in the wilderness? You'll be saved. Your spirit, because the Bible says your spirit go back to where it came from. But you know, never enter into boy, all that Jesus Christ died up on the cross for us to have. You know, one of the things that motivates me, man, to want to live right and want to live holy, you know, because I see all the things that he has done for me. And I understand, man, that the sin in my life short circuits the power and authority on the inside of me to obtain that. It don't stop the power, it just trip the breaker to that particular area. If you go flip that breaker back on, you know the power right back there again. You get back and do it again and flip the breaker again. Over and over and over. But the rest of the house, the rest of the building still had electricity in some of the other outlets. Because the power is still there, you know, just that area of life that's short circuited. Amen. And those areas of life that's short circuited, boy, that's where the enemy come in and take you captive at his will, boy. Amen. He is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. So it really ain't no joke. Let me say it in a serious way. God say, listen. I said before you, life and death, blessings and curses, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of life. And then he grabbed back in on his throne and say, now you choose. You choose. And I'm sure, you know, God speaking that to all our hearts, we are going to choose the blessings. We are going to choose life. We are going to choose the kingdom of light. Watch, if you choose that, man, and you choose that, then God say yes and amen, too. He said, so shall it be. When you do that, what you do, you know, you hear the story, you know, you place yourself then on the potter's wheel. There's another place in the Bible where it says this. Can the clay say to the potter, why have you made me this way? No. What you mean, Arthur? An 8-ounce glass can't tell this manufacturer, hey, listen, man, I want to be a 6-ounce glass. I want to be a 12-ounce glass. No, it don't have no control. It's on the potter's wheel. It's the potter that's doing the work. 8-ounce glass ain't really got no choice in the matter. But the bead man who the potter designing it to be. Even though as he designed it, be some flaws in it. And it be some, you know, you got the mold and you got the shape in it. And you got the... Well, he working on us. You got to be, why you telling me that, Arthur? Because, see, you got to be in that place where he's working on you at. Listen, he got a shop that he do the work from. He don't do the, he call you out of the wilderness, but he call you into the kingdom. That's his shop, and that's where he do his work from there. When you come in the kingdom, man, you cease from all your works. That don't mean you don't work. You get in on, you cease from your works
and you get in on his work,